Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Friday, and Nicola was very excited when she came on and chatted to me. She said, it's a Friday. I know why she's excited. And, you know, news is breaking, isn't it? That Meghan has asked Prince Charles to walk her down the aisle. Yes.
And has she? I didn't hear that.
Yes, because her father's not coming over. I thought it was a bit of a pity. Missed opportunity, I thought, because did you know Sergei Skripal?
She's been married before. Why can't she just walk down the aisle on her own?
She's got bad legs.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
She's got bad legs. Prince Charles is going to carry her. She's still drunk from the hen do. Listen, I think Sergei Skripal, the Russian spy who was poisoned, has just been let out of hospital. I think it would be a lovely treat just for him to walk it on the aisle. Do you? Really odd. She picked a Russian ex-spy who's been poisoned to walk it down the aisle. That'd be lovely. I'm really into that. And it's also rubbing into the Russians, you know?
Justin, actually, are you drunk?
No. I think I'm drunk on life, Nicola. I really am. I'm just a royal wedding around the corner. The weather's here, everything. What's not to like, eh? Hey. Anyway.
Okay, let's get some charts up.
Get some charts up. I'm not as excited as you though about the wedding. I gotta say, I know you hold it down and you read it in and you know keep it on download, but you are very excited about the wedding. I know you are, and it doesn't matter how much you protest and say you hate the royals, you will be wearing your Union Jack bikini, showing all your tattoos off of the role, you know, Harry and Meghan snogging on your arm, that tattoo you've had done and all that, and your Bitcoin tattoo on your back. You'll be standing near the crowd, shaking your flags. You know what I'm saying? That's not a euphemism, shaking your flags. okay. Let's get back on it.
You know that I don't.
all right, so we've had a request to chart Americer. Hey, sir. Americer. Yes, sir. Americer. That's A-M-E-R ticker. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Yeah, I'm going to start with the weekly chart of this stock because since, you know, the end of 2014, we've been in this decline. But the second half of this decline has been a really slow, grinding, declining wedge.
Grinding.
And they make fantastic trades when they reverse. And for the first time, you know, in a very long time, we've got a higher low this week and a really sharp rally. So really good signs of potentially a trend reversal. And to be quite honest, it's about time in Americer. So today, we've powered through the 200-day moving average, and if we close up here, we'll close above it. So that level and the 200 moving average should be support. That's at 17.6. And then if we close a little bit higher, so that would be above the April highs at 19.05, we are looking at a breakout of this smaller declining wedge within the bigger one. So above 19.5 is a breakout, and our target will be 25.9 next. And then above 25.9, we've broken out from that bigger, longer-term declining wedge, and our next target will be 38 and the 2015 highs.
Ooh, 38! Lovely!
25.9, then 38.
25.9, yes. 38. Woo! Lovely, she says. Okay, Cora Gold. This is a stock I've written a blog on. I do own stock in Cora Gold. I like it. Very early exploration with gold. Now, listen, there's a telling story. Why I like stocks and shares, if you do some research, some deep research, go down deep, do some deep research, you'll find things that there are always an interesting story behind stocks. Now, Cora Gold, very interesting, you know, 7 million market cap. They're in Mali, a friendly jurisdiction in Africa. Not many countries in Africa can be trusted. Mali can. Down the road from them is Hummingbird Resources, right? That's just turned, they've just gone from being an explorer to producer, a gold producer. They're down the road from them. So when you're mining, it costs a lot of money. So any cost you can reduce, you know, is ideal. Now, Hummingbird own 33.85% of Cora. Why would you say? Why is that? So they've got three sort of areas. They've drilled on the first two, and they've come up with some excellent results for initial drilling. This is excellent. Also on the share register is Lord Farmer. He owns a company called Red Kite. He's called Mr. Copper. He's worth about 150 million. Why is he holding a small little cap like this, micro cap? Also on the board is a guy called Paul Quirk, part of the Quirk family, who sold Iron Ore Resources in 2007 for 6.3 billion.
So you're saying that we should follow the smart money, Justin?
Yes, he's Paul Quirk, part of the Quirk, but he's also on the board. And so they know their stuff. You know, these are guys that know their stuff, and they're on a board of a tiny market cap called Cora. I wrote a blog on this. This is why I like it. Not only that, but the results are coming through. You know, the decent initial results coming through. And in fact, their business development manager said to me, on not their flagship, which has delivered good results, but their second project that they've drilled in, he said, these results, initial results, compare to probably the best set of initial drill results we've seen in 10 years in Mali, and the last of that, and he compared them to a big company that had about 5 million ounces of gold. So, listen, do your research on Cora. It's worth looking at. C-O-R-A. C-O-R-A, Cora Gold, not C-O-R-O, which is another company. Okay, Cora, what do you reckon, Nicola? Anyway, Lord Farmer, by the way, news today, Lord Farmer has bought more stock in the company. He did own about 7%. He's taken up to 12%. So he's increased his stake. Anyway, go for it.
Cora's in a bit of a range trade, isn't it? You know, whenever you want to reverse the trend, if we look at the daily chart of this one, the stock, the initial stock opening price was 16.1. So that's the highs. And each time we've rallied back to 16, which we did in March on the 27th, and we did it again on the 1st of May, we've stalled there. So this has now become an important kind of pivot level cluster zone. So each time we buy it, we need to be aware that we might stop around 16.1. However, after this range that we've been in with the lows, where we've got a triple touch of the bottom lows around 11.5 and this highs, this means that we can measure. I know, when we break out of this range and we break out of this double bottom setup, we can measure our target, and it should take us to slightly new highs in 19.5. So I think it looks great. We need to buy pullbacks. It does look like it's turning higher again, and it's going to have another go. But so I would put my toe in the water and buy a little here on this nice price action, but I would load up on any close above 16.1.
Let me say, in this day and age, a triple touch, triple touch from the bottom lows would get you arrested. Let me say that now. And so rightfully so.
I always prefer to buy pullbacks, so I wouldn't really. This is a bit of a pullback from that resistance level, but it is resistance, so I wouldn't pile in. I would buy some, and I would buy a load more above 16.1.
Are you aware, Nicola? I'm sure you are. That your charting, parlance is loaded, is full up, chock a block with innuendo.
No, it's not. That's like Nigella. I don't talk about how gorgeous and beautiful.
You just said you talk about
the lovely ruby colour of this beautiful red candle.
Hey, listen.
No.
You are busting apart, dear, with innuendo. Ooh, innuendo. Okay, let's crack on with Echo Energy. Echo Energy. So they've announced, what was it today? It was quite positive. Let me have a look at the news. Exactly. It was like a gas discovery. So that gas flow, gas discovery. And while I'm talking like this, Nicola, it's coming up. The news is coming up now. And it is gas discovery at ELM 1004. Echo, what do you reckon, Nicola?
I love this chart. When we came back to retest the 200-day moving average in September of 2017, we rallied really strongly off it. This time, we've taken a bit more time and we've gone sideways. But today, for the first time, we're really powering away with some impulsion from the 200-day moving average. We've hit resistance at 15.7. That's the highs in March 2017, the highs in April. And they were the highs at the start of mid-April this year. So I really would like to see a close above 16 to confirm we're going higher. But then then I really think we can do it. Support, if you want to buy pullbacks, is around 14.15, and a breakout above 16 should take us to 19.8 and then 24.6 next. But like, if we get a proper move on, which I think we will, then 31.6.
Okay, next up, Infrastrata. Do you know, I nearly bought this today because they had a good RNS yesterday. It rallied strongly and it came back about over 10% today. And then I thought, I'll wait. I'll bide my time. Now, they're doing gas storage in Ilimenti. No, I can't even say it. But what they did yesterday, announced, I think late yesterday afternoon, the contract signed with Deep.KBB, which is a German company, to carry out subsurface element of their feed for the Island Maggi gas storage project. And it's good news because it's a small market cap. gas storage is needed. And so this is progressing nicely since the new board took over with Adrian heading up the board there, Adrian Pocock. So anyway, chart, what do you reckon? Nicolas, it's pulled back a bit today. What do you reckon?
Yeah, this chart has been stuck below resistance, which was the lows from 2016. So the lows that we made in December 2016, January, and then March 2017, which are around 0.46, have been resistance. And underneath them, we've made an inverted head and shoulders pattern. The left shoulder was November, December of 2017. The head was the start of this year, and now we've just made a really nice right shoulder, where yesterday was the first time that we closed above that 0.46 neckline, and we closed above the 200-day moving average. If I put regular candles on, you can see. So today's a bit of an inside day consolidation, but I'm looking for it to continue higher. I think if we can close above 4.9, which was the big bullish candle that crossed through that resistance and the 200-day moving average, we should continue higher. The measured move target for this head and shoulders pattern is 0.77. And then I think we've got prior highs around 1.3 that I'd be looking for, but I'd really looking for 1.6 if we can get going in this one.
Wow. Look at that. Do you know what? I mean, that gas storage, once it gets going, of course, it'll be multiples of this market cap if it gets going.
Yeah, I think it will.
If they get the funding. But, yeah, what's that interesting right
and
now?
And, you know, if we put a weekly chart, chart of this stock up, 1.6 is really quite doable.
Nicola, let me finish a second.
Okay.
If you look right now, it's interesting because it's gone up today, come back today, and like you say, it's sitting exactly on the 200-day moving average, sitting pretty there. Will it dip below it? Will it stay above it? Oh, it's all to play for. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Oh, it's going higher. The momentum says it is. But don't underestimate the resistance at 1.3.
I won't.
Because all of the lows from 2015 and 2016 are clustered up around there. So I would say 1.3 and then 1.6.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next stock then. And the next one is Macango, MKA. No go goes like a Macango goes. And today they had some news out. And that news, as you can probably tell, I'm playing delay tactics here, was that Macango signed definitive agreement with Talaxis. And that's all in capitals. I don't know. I would discourage companies to actually send out RNSs all in capitals. It's shouting. It's over-egging the pudding a little bit. You know, if it's good news, we'll pick up on it. Don't worry. But don't shout it. Macango's has definitively agreement to access. I don't like you shouting it. Don't like you shouting the shouty RNS. Anyway, Nick, what do you reckon on Macango?
I'm liking it. I think this is a bullish pennant. We can draw it as a wedge. So we had the sharp rally, didn't we? I'm looking at a weekly chart here. We had the sharp rally at the end of 2017. And since then, we've gone in a big wedge pattern that we can draw by connecting the highs from last November and the high that we made in January. And then we connect the lows that we made in December and the low that we made at the end of March. And here's our pennant. So we've got a big pole and then this. So when we break out of this triangle pennant pattern, we can use that flagpole to project where our target is going to be. So we're going to go from the low to the high, and we're going to project it from here like this and from this low. So we can say we're looking around about 17.5 for our breakout target in this stock. So we've rallied very nicely for the last few weeks off the lows that we made in March, and I'm looking for it to continue higher. But where we've stopped this week is 50% of the drop. So 50% of the drop from the January high. I think we've stalled here, but if we see a close above 9.5, which is that kind of mid-level, then we should continue higher to the top of the range. 11.7 is the next, and then we can look for a breakout and the next swing higher.
Lovely. Can we do two quick ones on the fly?
Can we do on the fly? We can do on the fly.
So C is C Machines. They've had some good news of late, and also an EU. Let me do some news here about European Commission's agenda to firms C Tech. So their technology, they help machine C. What I mean C is they stop accidents happening by detecting if the drivers are sort of nodding off or getting tired.
Yeah.
So it's very clever tech. And I had the guys on the podcast recently. Brussels yesterday. The Europe on the move, the Commission competes its agenda for safe, clean and connected mobility. But C, what do you reckon, Nick? C?
Well, C obviously looks awesome. But let's look at this weekly chart and where we are. We are right at the 2013 highs in this stock. That's at 9.94, and that was the high today. So it's one of those big, big levels where we're going to see some profit taking and a bit of a pullback. So unless we close the week above 9.94, I'd be looking for some pullback and consolidation here. And we could come back as far as 7.5. Maybe, or around 8 is good support, halfway of this big thrust up. You know, when I look at the daily...
Thrust!
I know, when I look at the daily RSI, you know, we're right up at 85. And so we're getting a bit, you know, a bit of a nosebleed up here, I think. However, if we push through today, close above 9.95 and hold above, then I'm wrong and we'll look to continue higher. Then my next upside, I think eventually we'll get above it, is 12, I think, and then potentially we could go to 14.56 in seeing machines.
Okay, all right, let's see. And what are they? Trin, which is Trinity All Expert, TRIN. Oh, and if we can thrust up here, it'll push us right up. And if not, I fancy a pullback and we'll do a double tickle on the triple bottom. Ooh, will it explode through? We'll see. Go on, Trin.
I'm just looking at the weekly chart to see where
I bet
where
you
we
are.
Because we've got a bit of a nasty weekly reversal, and I want to see why, or if there's any reason, support and resistance level, or reason why we might get stuck here. And I don't really see any yet, so I'm going to say that we've perhaps just got a little bit stretched, and this is a pullback in an uptrend that should continue high if you haven't got any reason. And so, you know, normally if in a trending market, for example, the swing that we made higher in September, we pulled back 50% to the 200-day moving average and we carried on higher. So if we look at this swing here, I would expect the same. A pullback of sort of 50% is going to bring us back to around 21.5, maybe a little bit lower because 21 is those prior highs, and then find some support there and carry on higher if we're going to keep trending higher. So yeah, a bit of a sharp pullback, but you know, we could really rally from here. The price action for the last 3 or 4 days has been pretty good. I think if we got back and we closed back above the 20 moving average or 23.9, that would be a sign that we have made a bottom and we're turning higher here. But a good indicator is the RSI. Look for the RSI to sort of bottom out and turn up again. And sometimes just going sideways, the RSI will still do that. And we're not quite there yet. So let's see.
Yes, well, let's not get overexcited on the RSI, should we? Whoa, you know what I'm saying?
And when we do continue higher, I'm looking for 38.9 in Trinity for a target on the upside.
Oh, I love a bit of upside, Nicola, don't you? Woo! Hey!
Oh! I love anything up, yes.
Right. Ooh! You naughty girl! Right. So that's it for the charts. By the way, you can... We had an issue with the... issue is my fault. I messed up the audio, so I couldn't put the video up there at the blog. So if you listen to the podcast, I do apologise, and you couldn't see the video if you are one of those people that cross over from audio to video. Then I do apologise. But today, I will put the video up at Vox Markets, unless I get overexcited with the royal wedding and get carried away with that. Vox Markets, you know, putting the bunting up in the house and all that, and getting changed my Union Jack suit. Voxmarkets.co.uk.
No, you're not doing all that for the royal wedding.
Yes, I've got a Union Jack suit, Union Jack glasses, Union Jack hat, Union Jack pants, socks, shoes. I'm painting my kids' faces in Union Jacks. Oh, yeah, we're having a street party. Every one of us in Union Jack. Bunting, the Union Jack cupcakes. Everything's a Union Jack. And Nicola...
I saw some Meghan and Harry swimsuits and they were truly awful. Don't Google them, they're so bad.
You know full well I'm going to Google them now. So anyway, voxmarkets.co.uk/...
log!
Royal
Wedding.
Yes.
Bye, everyone.
/ Royal Wedding. Right. See you, Nick. Have a nice weekend. Don't get too carried away on the champagne over the weekend and the scones, will you? Okay?
I won't, Justin. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.